Hey guys, so for this episode we're going to talk about food reservations. So if you go to mydisneyexperience.com or whatever it's called, honestly I'm not really sure at this point because my little bar at the top is saying disneyworld.disney.go.com, whatever it is, disney.com, we'll just call it that. If you go to the tabs at the top and you go to things to do, underneath the dining you can go to make reservations. Honestly, what I've done is a ton of research. You can get on Pinterest, get on Disney websites, wherever you can find blogs, and you can look and see what people recommend. There's obviously going to be some popular ones that everyone eats at. I honestly was trying to find different places to eat because Disney dinner reservations are going to be good. They're going to be expensive, so I'd hope they'd be good. I just wanted to try some new things because I've been to Disney 8 going on 9 times, and I've ate everywhere you can think of. So today I'm going to tell you about my experiences, recommendations, that kind of thing. One thing that I do before I go on a trip is I get on Yelp.com, and if you put in the name of the restaurant and put Orlando, Florida, yada yada, you can pull up pictures and receipts and menus. And honestly, the way I go about picking a restaurant is seeing pictures of the food. I'm super picky and I don't want to be spending $60 per person on a meal that nobody's going to eat. That's honestly the dilemma I'm having with Cinderella's Royal Table at the moment. The ambiance, the experience is amazing. It's very neat to be in the castle. And it's a character experience, but we don't eat what they serve. And they have the most freshest food there. It was like my parents loved it the last time we went. But me and my boyfriend were just too picky. And it's very expensive for each person. And I'm still debating on whether or not do I really want to spend that money, or would I rather eat somewhere else with just as neat as an experience with it not costing as much money. You know, gotta be frugal somewhere, which honestly is very hard to do when you're going to Disney World. Okay, so we're gonna pull up dining. If you go to, like I said, things to do, dining, make a reservation, it'll pull up all the places to eat. They added a new feature, and if you go, you can put in the date that you want to go, what time, and your party size, and it will actually pull up all the times available, if there are any times available, for that restaurant. Versus a few months ago when I was doing it, you would have to go to each restaurant and then type in the same information, and then it would pull them up if it had anything, but a lot of times you kind of had to like search for it, versus now it'll show you what they have instead of you having to search for it. So I believe we're going to keep this reservation. It's at the Diamond Horseshoe in Magic Kingdom, closer to like Liberty Square, so in the back of the park. I've never eaten here. I think it's relatively close to like Thanksgiving food, sort of, and so I figured that would be a good place to eat for like a Christmas type ambiance. That's what I was looking for. And then we are going to eat at the Hollywood Vine and Dine, I believe it's what it's called, with the Fantasmic package. So we eat a buffet and then Fantasmic at night. Not to be off subject, but Fantasmic is great. If you get a chance to do it, do it. Okay. So obviously, Be Our Guest is very expensive. It is pretty new to the park. I have reservations held right now, but it's at 9:50 p.m., 9:50 at night. Who in their wildest mind eats that late at night? Well, honestly, it was, I went for lunch, and we didn't really like lunch just because it was almost like quick service, but we had to wait in line, even though we had reservations. It was twice the price, and we had to find our own table versus what I was thinking was we didn't have to wait since we had reservations, or a very minimal wait, you know. And they would sit us down, but it was just very casual for what I was paying for. So I read up on it, and it said it's different for dinner. So we're going to try this again. And we're getting to the parks late that day just because our flight and the way the timing works. So we're going to get in late, and we still have to clean up from our flight. So I figured, why not, you know? And this was honestly the only reason I'm doing this is because I really want to try it out, and that was the only time I could get. And this was, I was having a really hard time getting that time anyways. So I took it, and like I said in my earlier podcast, I do update, refresh every day to see what I can find. So Be Our Guest is Belle and the Beast. The inside of it is really cool. I think they have two or three different places to eat. It's very neat. It's very mood setting. Would not recommend for lunch. No lunch. If you're going to pay that much for food, you want a full restaurant experience. And then I previously had mentioned Cinderella's Royal Table. That is a very neat experience. I would recommend doing it, but it's kind of one of those things you have to really decide. You have to set yourself a budget, and do you want to spend that much money on this trip or do you not? So that's kind of where it really just depends on what you're going to choose to eat. Because I know a lot of people who go on Disney trips and they have 2 and 3 kids, so they have to do the dining plan or they bring their own snacks, which we've done a few times, but honestly, we ate so much while we were there that my mom bringing us goldfish and water just wasn't cutting it. So, honestly, anything that you're going to do is really just going to depend on your preference, what you do with your time and your money, how you want to spend your money. And my best personal advice is to anticipate to spend more than what you think you're going to. Because you're going to. It's vacation. It's just a given. Okay, let's look into some more stuff. There is a Chef Mickey's at the Contemporary, which is really neat because the Contemporary is like less than 10-minute walk from Magic Kingdom, and we've walked from park to park, so it wasn't bad. And the fireworks were going on, so that was really cool. Chef Mickey's is going to be a character dining and buffet. Once again, it's restaurant, so you're probably going to pay twice as much for food per person than what you would pay versus quick service. I ate at Chef Mickey's for breakfast years ago, and we loved it just because we were smaller kids. It's a buffet, so that's always a plus. If you have a picky eater, if you have someone that doesn't like this or someone that does, there are options for everyone, and there's a dessert bar. So, that's always my favorite. Let's look. And you can choose from all of these. There's so many different places to eat, especially if you like character dining. Do you like, they have specialty foods. Okay. They have a German restaurant, which we've eaten at, and it was a little hard to find something that we would eat, but we still liked it at the same time just because they had live music going and things like that. And that's what you're going to run into if you eat at Epcot, is a lot of the food is actually pretty authentic tasting, at least. We went and ate at one of the Mexican restaurants there, and we were thinking, you know, Tex-Mex, cassoulet. No, full-blown authentic Mexican food. Did not taste anything like what we were thinking. None of us ate all of the food that we ordered. All of it. It's a lot of money wasted. Okay, let's look. Okay, so there is 50s Primetime Cafe in Hollywood Studios. This is a very cool themed dining. We actually had a pretty bad experience the one time we ate there. I haven't been back, but I've debated on whether or not we want to do it again. We had reservations, right? So when you have a reservation, you think you have minimal waiting. Well, this was not the case. We waited almost an hour, and then when my mom was arguing with the waitress, they are in character. Well, she was in character arguing with my mom, and it was just borderline embarrassing. So that was very nice. But the food is like home-style food, retro. They're known for their milkshakes. I think there's a peanut butter and jelly milkshake that everyone talks about, raves about. So if you have time and your budget cuts for it, Primetime Cafe is probably one of those you should try at least once. Along with the Sci-Fi Dine-In, I think that's what it's called. Anyways, a sci-fi dinner. And it is one of the coolest restaurants at Disney World. I would definitely recommend doing this if your budget allows for it. But you walk in and it's dark, like it's dark outside, and then their tables are cars, and it seats rows of people, and then it's like a 50s drive-in. It's literally what it is. And they have a big screen with like little shorts of movies going. It's super, super, super cool. Actually, my boyfriend wants to do it again. He loved it so much. The only thing is they have a limited menu. So I would recommend going for lunch instead of dinner, just because I found that there was more stuff to eat at lunch than there was at dinner. So that's a really cool one. That one would probably be my favorite out of all the places I've eaten at Disney World, just because the experience is worth it. And they've got several different breakfasts. Ohana, the hardest place to get a reservation for. I've tried for months now, can't do it. So it's really just going to depend. I can go through all these, but honestly, it's going to be personal preference as to what kind of food. And this is Disney World, so there's a variety of many different kinds of foods. If you like kind of fast casual or character dining or buffet, family style, breakfast, my best piece of advice would be to do your research. And of course, if you get on Disney.com and you go and look, they have pictures and they have a range of prices. They're not going to give you specific, of course, because the Diamond Horseshoe, it gives a range of $35, anywhere from $35 to $60. So that's very broad. And then they also give you from 1 to 5 a rating. So from guests. And that's always cool, so you can read their ratings. So I just can reiterate and reemphasize how important it is to do your research. Research, research, research. And of course, once again, I've said this before, but you can book your food reservations 120 days prior to your trip. And it is important, so important that you do it that day. And worst comes to worst, you forget, we all forget, just get on there and keep trying to refresh. And if you go through an agent, like I said before, you may be able to get something versus doing it online. Not really sure. I guess agents can work their magic. I like to be able to see what I'm looking at, because when they're sitting there telling me stuff, I retain nothing. Okay, let's see if there's another one on here. Okay. All right, well, I think that's it for this one. I hope this gives you a little bit more information on food reservations. I may get back on here after my Disney trip and explain how my new experiences went with these new places that I'm eating at. eating at. So stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.